Since 1957, this prominent building has housed the University of Music and Performing Arts. Built between 1933 and 1938 as a central, prestigious building for Adolf Hitler, the so-called Führerbau contained Hitler's office and the rooms of his closest associates. The Führerbau and the party administration building located on the south side of Briener Straße, where the files on NSDAP members were kept, were built according to plans drawn by the architect Paul Ludwig Trost.
The Führerbau was often used for meetings with foreign visitors of state. It was here, for instance, that Hitler held talks with Mussolini on strengthening the Berlin-Rome axis, which provided both states with a vital basis for pursuing their expansionist interests. In September 1937, the Nazi regime used a visit by Il Duce for a display of national consciousness and military strength. This demonstration of combat readiness went hand in hand with an aggressive German foreign policy, which included military intervention in the Spanish Civil War of 1936-37 and the annexation of Austria in March 1938.
The most important historic event that took place in the Führerbau was the signing of the Munich Agreement, which was to have grave consequences. At the height of the Sudeten crisis in Czechoslovakia, a meeting was held in September 1938. Attended by Hitler, Mussolini, the French Prime Minister Edouard Daladier, and the British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain. In Hitler's office, Daladier and Chamberlain agreed to concede the Sudetenland to Germany. By making this gesture of appeasement to Hitler, the European powers encouraged his expansionist plans. The Munich Agreement represented a major step towards war.
Dr. Alexander Krause, Vice Chancellor of the University of Music and Performing Arts, has recorded the history of the Führerbau in a book entitled Azizstraße 12.
For me, it was probably the same as for many other citizens of Munich. I went to school in this city, I trained here, and 9 years ago I began working here. That's when I found out for the first time that this had been the Führerbau. That wasn't something that was talked about. We weren't told that at school. My parents didn't tell me. It wasn't talked about. For a long time, Munich resisted confronting its history and simply made it taboo. The University of Music has been in this building since 1957. And as a former dean of the University of Music once put it so nicely, here we practice exorcism through music. In other words, through music we try to drive out the evil spirit that once presided within these walls. And of course, we also have the problem of what to do with a room like Hitler's office, where the Munich Agreement was signed. Do we make a taboo out of this room? Do we put a permanent exhibition there, or what? Well, we use it like any other room. Ensemble rehearsals are held here, or lectures. But there's still something spooky about it, something in this room with its open fireplace. I still get that feeling whenever I come into this room. There's something oppressive about it. There's no question about it.
Now go another few steps, and you will come to Königsplatz.